Yo, hey guys, it's been a while. Actually, I have nothing to say. I've been engrossed in schoolwork and all sorts, but that shouldn't be an excuse. So, but don't worry, if you hear more of my podcast contents from back to back. Anyways, I want to bring a friend of mine, so I'm bringing a friend of mine on the show. So, I would like to take a break. After the break, you will hear his voice and what we have to discuss. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so actually, the topic that I want to discuss is actually more of a question. Do you believe in love? And if you believe love exists and is something that happens or that just comes.
What did you say? I said what we're about to discuss is more of a topic.
Actually, not a topic. Do you believe in love? Do you feel love exists, and or is just a scam?
Okay. Should I talk now?
Yeah. All right. Love. Well, love isn't scam per se. There's actually true love out there, but personally, I just feel that it fades eventually. You dig? It will happen, but eventually it all fades at the end. So that's my own perspective.
So people that get married down, and they do not divorce, they don't want to divorce because if love fades away, I guess it will get to a time to get out and, all of them move separate ways. Or, are you saying this because of an experience you had?
Yeah, I'm saying it's because of an experience and also things that I've seen too. Well, people that are married, they might have serious issues, but they won't come front about it. They'll just settle it between themselves. But personally, I don't dig it.
Oh, okay, nice. Could you share the experience or it's personal?
Okay, all right, cool. All right, so I think it was about 2017 or so. Yeah, I think 2017, yeah. So there was this girl that I actually really, really liked then. I was okay, this girl is the one, you understand? Along the line, the first 2 weeks, it was all good and all. Everything was paradise, you dig? paradise and all, but after some months, then things started getting out of hand. Then eventually, I found out that she cheated, you dig? So everything just
happened. Wow.
Yeah.
So the person she cheated with was your friend,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
My friend.
Your friend, your best friend, or just
my
a friend?
My friend.
Wow. And so I admitted to it with no apologies or show of remorse, whatever.
Yeah, she tried to apologize, but I'm not that kind of person that forgives that kind of stuff easily.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's made you believe love fades away.
What did you say?
I said that's made you believe love fades away, right?
No, I've actually seen some other, couple experiences too. I've seen people. I've seen stuff, so I just made up my mind that this love stuff it fades eventually.
Wow. Oh, so I feel it's experiences like this that make guys turn to players, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
If everyone can have experiences like that and everyone turns to pay, there'll be no true love now. Everybody will blame each other. It's just going to be cruise.
See, currently right now, sir, we are all playing each other. There are a few true love situations right now. Everybody's just catching cruise, to be honest.
Exactly. I feel that's true. And this generation, I feel probably we started loving too young. I don't know. I stand corrected.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
So, I feel we started loving. And you understand, we already had heartbreaks. Imagine at 18 or 19, someone is already having like 5 heartbreaks.
Yeah, I stand. Yes.
It's 1 heart. So there's no how someone will teach you what to believe in love.
Yeah,
so that you never have a wish like, it is up to self. You don't have to. Everyone has bad experience. That's just the thing. But I feel somewhere, like there's still this love in between. And I feel you still get to feel and experience it. And it's actually a beautiful thing with the right person. That's the thing.
Yeah, it is, I guess. But.
But it's still for now, Sean. For now,
just do my day.
Wow. Okay, no problem, Sean. No problem. It's all good. So it's actually nice having you on my podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, like, yeah, so his name is Social Perfect, too. Like, that is, you can actually follow him on Twitter. He's actually cool.
Yeah, nice follow me.
Like you said, so. So you guys can fully move on. It's actually nice having you in podcast, and I'm really grateful.
Yeah, thanks. Likewise.
Okay, so we'll catch up later.
All right.
So yeah. That was fun. That was really, really fun. It was nice having him on my podcast, actually, and I'm really grateful for that. And yeah, so you've heard his experience. That's what it feels. And, you know, you can't blame him for it, because that was the experience. That was what happened to him. So you can't blame him for not believing in love. But if you also want to share your experience or something, you can reach out to me. You can send me voice notes. You could send me a voice message or reach out to me on Twitter at the weird guy at Imola Prince. You got to send me a DM and I will surely respond. I will surely reply. So yeah, it's all good, so good. So expect more of this. Expect more back-to-back contents. I'm really not going to sleep on this, I promise. So yeah, invite your friends to my podcast, though. Invite your friends, share to people to listen. That's how you're going to help me grow. I really appreciate your support so far. So yeah, thank you for everything. So peace out.